Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's start with the tropical storm warning. That means that they expect the storm will strengthen enough that that area could see tropical storm force winds. In fact, they expect it to see tropical storm force winds between really late today and through the day tomorrow.
And yeah, it's more rainfall flooding than anything else. The more wind we get, the more storm surge we will get. But I think right now the storm surge in and around Tampa Bay will be about a foot or so, maybe a little bit more than that in some areas. But you get from Fernando County northward, and we're talking three, almost 4 or 5 feet of storm surge, which for places like Hernando Beach, Pine Island, that's going to cause some issues there. There might be some evacuations. I've not heard of anything at this particular point for that area. I don't think we'll see any evacuations for the Bay Area, Pinellas, Hillsborough, that type of thing, at least not around the immediate bay or Gulf waters due to storm surge. And that's because we'll only have a limited amount of wind here. Our main concern right now, as a matter of fact, but all the way through Friday morning, is going to be very, very heavy rainfall. It comes down very quickly, a lot of it in a short amount of time, and you get what you have out there this morning where we've got flooding on a lot of the roads. We'll get a little break of the rain, and then we'll see another wave come through later this morning.